Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Shocking Blue bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you check it out. Wear it out. Wear out our website. If you break it, we'll fix it. Put it right back the way it was. We'll put Humpty Dumpty. I don't think anybody's ever broken it, but give it your best shot. Whatever you want there. And you can listen, you can read, you can ask questions, you can check out the blog, you can take our poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far, too, by the way, immediately. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. It's free, just like all the other stuff on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob Nagin's stuff is there. He's deposited lots of stuff with us over the last six-plus years as he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Bob is the founder, and along with his wife, Susan, of WhizBang Training, WhizBang Consulting, the co-authors they are of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, we were just talking about this sunlight that's been shined that's revealing what your values are, meaning in what how I define values, Bob, as I said earlier, is does what you say match up with what you do? Those are to me, that's the simplest way of explaining what your values are. And, you know, Confucius, 2,500 years ago, Bob, Confucius said, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Or become the kind of person your dog thinks you are.
I love that. When I heard that a while back. Yeah. Folks, if you could be the kind of person your dog thinks you are, I heard someone say that. I said, I always wanted to accomplish that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But no, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So one of the things, though, you've talked a lot about and thought a lot about, and you train people, you help companies with, is the idea of not just, you know, you can say things are that you back up your stuff. I'm trying to think of some who said this. I'll say it in a minute. Think of it in a minute. But some wise man once said that integrity has no need of rules. So right. If you think of it like that in business, you could say, well, I have no need of a warranty. I don't have to put a guarantee out because I'm going to back it up. That's, you know, we're just going to do that. But there is a place for warranties and guarantees, aren't there?
Absolutely. Well, there's about three layers into that conversation.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons to have a guarantee, so I'll give you an example. We sell this thing called the Retail Mastery System. It's $2,500, and for a long time, we didn't have a guarantee because for the reason you just said, if you're not happy with it, I don't want your money. But then what we realized was that even though it was there, it was implied, I knew it, it wasn't until we said, wait a minute, we have to tell people about this. So we made it one full year, unconditional. So most people have a 30-day guarantee. We, you know, matched it and multiplied it by 12. And so, you know, I think there's two dynamics here. One is, yes, you should back everything up as if it's totally implied in that everybody in your staff and everybody in your organization knows that that's the way you do business. But if you've got a great guarantee, a great warranty, you should shout it from the mountaintops because it gives your customers comfort.
That's a handle.
That's
a handle they want to reach for, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
And one thing though, I think the guarantee and the warranty has become, on the one hand, it's what customers have. Well, I guess you could say 100 years ago, there were, you know, people didn't have warranties and guarantees because they just expect you to do what you say you would do. And so now that we have them, you know, I think that the warranty and the guarantee has sort of caused some people to sort of hide behind that, and when there were ways that they could, that when there was a way for them to get around not doing the right thing, they could hide behind their guarantee. What do you think about that, Bob?
Well, I think that's partially true, but it goes back to, you know, to your earlier statement. You know, this is what we know about business, particularly small business, and for me, this is what I know about retail. At the end of the day, what you do is going to catch up to you. Just exactly what you were saying.
Right.
The light will be shown on your values. And, you know, if you have an incredibly customer-focused business, if you giving up 100%. You know, if you don't, I mean, eventually it's going to catch
right.
up with you. You can offer a great guarantee, but after a certain number of hundreds of customers, somebody's going to try to, you know, yeah, you can't hide. It's there.
I'm going to predict, Bob, that as the light continues to shine, there will be fewer warranties and guarantees. They still will be there, but there will be fewer of those as people just do what they say they're going to do, I'm going to predict there will be less need for warranties and guarantees in the future as the light continues to shine. Companies will quickly lurch, maybe uncontrollably, to doing the right thing. Now, before we wrap up this segment, tell the audience the difference between a warranty and a guarantee.
A warranty is on a particular on the life of a particular part or something like that on a product. A guarantee is a more generic statement about how you approach something.
Right. So a warranty would be, okay, this product, we provide you with a warranty for 2 years on the serviceability of this product. The guarantee would be something like your satisfaction or your money back.
Yes.
Yeah. So
one is on an attitude. One is on a piece.
All right, on a piece. I got you. Okay, that's a good way to think about that. Bob, give us the website, please.
WWW, of course, WhizBang Training, WHIZBANG, WhizBangTraining.com.
.com. Check it out. They can find your book there, too, can't they?
Absolutely.
Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age is the book. Bob and Susan Negen, Negen, if you're Googling him. They're the authors. He's our guest. I'm your host, Tin Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're rocking and rolling here, talking about retail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.